Presenting radio's most popular mystery comedy, The Adventures of the Thin Man, starring Claudia Morgan and David Gothard. Night. And in the apartment of Joan Winslow, an attractive young thing just out of bobby socks, Plunger Belson, a husky young bruiser just out of football socks, is talking to someone on the telephone.
Yes, pal. In my opinion, pal, you are the type of rodent that carries a bubonic plague, of which I can be no lower. Goodbye.
All right, Plunger. Now come back to the couch and tell me how you carried the ball in the fourth quarter for dear old Ipswich.
Joanie, I hope you're a female with an understanding personality.
What are you mad about?
I just spoke to the individual who calls himself Alistair Thornton.
Oh, him.
I'm going out to kill him.
Plunger, you've got to tell me what happened in the fourth quarter.
This is no night for romance. I'm going to murder him. So long.
No, Plunger, don't. Plunger! Hello, Nick. Do you remember me?
Should I?
I'm Joan Winslow. You once got me out of a lot of trouble.
Oh, I've got a feeling I'm going to regret that. Of course, I remember you now. Joan Winslow. Come in.
Who is it, Mickey?
Joan Winslow, darling.
I see you're in your pajamas. Were you sleeping?
Oh, don't let the pajamas fool you, Joan.
Is that real hair you got on your chest?
No, I buy it at a yard in Macy's. Is that what you came to ask me?
Well, of course not, you silly. I'm just nervous. You see, it's about a man.
What do you want to do, marry him?
No, kill him.
You mean murder?
Well, what else would I mean, Goofy? Now, how can I kill him without getting into trouble?
Are you kidding?
No, it's Alistair Thornton.
The decorator?
Yes, you know him?
Mm-hmm. The heel. But why do you want to kill him?
Because he wants to marry me. And his personality doesn't appeal to me.
Well, that's a brilliant reason.
Look at me. Do you think I could drive a man wacky? Can I pass as a femme fatale?
Well, you'd be sort of a femme fatale junior grade. What's that got to do with it?
I could stab him in the back and claim self-defense. Or maybe I ought to use a gun as some arsenic. Nick, what do you recommend?
Look, Joanie, with me, sleep is a major occupation. Now, you go back to your kindergarten and I'll leave a tired old man alone.
You think I'm joking.
Well, aren't you?
No.
Joanie, I'm going to talk to you like a father. Come in and sit on my lap.
All right. But are you going to be a papa or a sweet daddy?
Joanie, where do you pick up such ideas?
Well, ever since I got out of mini blouses and into high heels, all the men want to talk to me like fathers.
Well, this one is going to act like one.
What are you doing?
Turning you over into the official position for spanking.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
That's for getting weird ideas about murder in your head.
Oh.
That's for waking me up. And even worse, this is for getting me out of bed.
Oh.
Mickey.
Hello, dear.
Mickey, who spilled that girl all over your lap?
Hello, Nora.
What was he doing to you?
Thanking me.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. My feelings are hurt.
Okay, now, Joanie, on your way. You better forget about murdering anyone. Now, scat.
All right. But you'll be sorry if I make a mess of this murder.
I'm very busy dancing with Cary Grant.
Oh, nuts. Hello.
Hello, Nick. Did I wake you up?
No, not at all. I'm talking in my sleep.
This is Alistair Thornton.
Thornton? Haven't you been murdered yet?
How did you know?
Never mind. What is it?
Just that. Someone wants to murder me.
Who?
Well, there are oodles and oodles of nasty people who hate me. Some of them are my best friends. Nick, what's the best way to fool a murderer?
Listen, Thornton, I'm not the Mr. Anthony of criminology. Where'd people get the idea of bringing their murder problems to me? I'm just a well-to-do bum living on his wife's income, and I'd like to sleep.
Really, Nick, you wouldn't like to see me killed, would you?
For free, yes. If you're charging admission, no.
Now, Nick, I know I'm obnoxious.
Clark! Hello. Hello.
What happened to you?
Alistair Thornton was just bumped off, I think.
Oh. Well, that'll teach him not to call us in the middle of the night. Isn't he the man Joanie wanted to kill?
That's right, baby. Wiggle into your woolies. We're going to his apartment.
Oh, I do wish people would get bumped off before we go to sleep.
Come in, Laura.
Dark. Where's the light switch?
Yeah, I've got it.
There he is, Nick. Bleeding all over his Chippendale table.
Yeah, shot in the back. Somebody took this joint apart. I wonder what they were looking for.
Do you think little Joni killed him?
I don't know. I thought the spanking made an impression on her mind.
Nick, you're not going to find a killer in that desk.
No, but I think I found a secret door. Maybe I can open it.
Darling, did you ever have a queer feeling that you were being watched by unseen eyes?
Since we used to neck in the living room of your Aunt Agatha's house before we were married. I opened it.
Oh, the bulb in this lamp is still warm. Darling, I've got a feeling the killer's still here.
Hey, Nora, look at this stuff. Here's a doctor's prescription for some sort of poison. Why'd you turn the lights out?
Well, I didn't.
To return to tonight's adventure of the Thin Man. We find Nick and Nora holding down the floor of Alistair Florton's apartment. Someone who had been concealed there turned out the lights and fired at
us. Nora, are you all right?
Mm-hmm. I guess whoever fired at us got away.
Yeah, looks like it. Why'd you scream?
Well, you pushed me down and I bumped my curves. Did you see who went out that door?
No, darling, your heel was in my eye. Turn on that lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Nora, that closet door near the light switch is open. That's where the killer hid.
Well, aren't you going out and find the person who did it?
And get shot at again? And besides, I want to finish going through this secret drawer. Will you look around the rest of the drawer?
All right, then. What else is in the drawer besides that poison description?
Clippings. About a wealthy Mrs. Gardner who was held but never tried for poisoning her husband in California. Oh, wait a minute. Here's something else.
What is?
A letter signed by Richard Belson, the stockbroker. It's a confession that Belson embezzled funds that belonged to his clients. Darling, don't you get it? Alistair Florton was a blackmailer. He evidently made quite a business of it.
Is he ever on the football team of Ipswich College?
Oh, I hardly think so. Why?
Because I found a little girl football here. The name Plunger is engraved on it. Also the date 1940.
Huh. Will you find anything else?
Mm-hmm. This necklace has a locket on it. Joan Winslow's name is on the locket.
You certainly seem to be losing things around here. I'll take that. Hello?
Hello, this is Olga.
Hello, Olga, darling. How are you?
Who is this?
Alistair, of course. Whom did you think?
No, you are not Alistair Florton. He always calls me Double Vodka because I am such hot stuff. You are Nick Charles, no?
Yes.
Alistair is dead. No?
Murdered. How did you know?
Olga knows. You found a prescription, no?
Yes, who told you?
Olga knows. I tell you what that prescription means. I tell you who killed Florton.
You seem to know everything that's going on.
Olga knows. Come to apartment 8B, 999 East 89th Street at once. And I will tell you, no?
Yes, I'll be there. Who told you I was here?
Oh, God knows. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That was Olga, dear. Listen, I'm going to meet her. Will you go to see Joni and find out what her necklace was doing here?
You sound like you're trying to get rid of me. Suppose I go to see Olga.
Oh, well, then I'll go to see Joni. I've got a good mind to give her another spanking.
You sound too anxious to see Joni. I'll see her. I'd much rather you see someone you don't know quite so intimately.
Hello there. Anyone home? Olga?
Nick Charles?
Yes, where are you?
Here in the bedroom. Come in.
Why are there no lights on in here? What's the idea?
I find it better to do business in the dark. Well,
where are you?
Right here, behind you.
Oh. Can that be a gun you're poking into my bag?
Yes, Nicholas.
What are you?
A Russian she-wolf.
Well, don't look now, but one of your arms is crawling around my neck.
Yes, it makes it easier to get into your pocket. Do you have any objections?
Yes. Did you pick my pocket without tickling?
Oh, I am sorry. But perhaps this will make you more comfortable. Are you unconscious?
Yes.
You must be a very hard-blooded man. It takes you so long to go out cold. But I fix it. Better? Better.
Joni, where are you? Oh, you ain't Joni.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Isn't Joni home?
No.
Oh, well, I'm Nora Charles.
You better come in and wait for her.
Who are you? Joni's boyfriend?
I guess so. We prefer to think of each other as soulmates.
Uh-huh. It's all on a very elevated basis.
Yeah, too elevated.
What's the matter? Are you having trouble?
Look at me. Do I look like a guy who's easy to twist around your little finger?
If my little finger was a steam shovel, it'd be a lead pipe thing.
Well, Joni can do it. She makes me do anything she wants. Makes me feel like a big dope.
Maybe you should be firmer with her.
How?
Well, be tough. Menacing.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Haven't you ever been menacing in your life?
Oh, not with girls.
When, then?
When I played football for Ipswich College.
Football? Ipswich?
Yeah, I was All-American back. Fifth team. You know, maybe if I got into my football mood, I could handle it.
Well, why do you want to handle it?
Well, take like now, for instance. She shouldn't be out traipsing around. She should be here. Home. One, two, three.
What on earth are you doing?
Getting into my football mood.
Well, do you know Alistair Thornton?
Yeah, why?
Do you have a little gold football with the name Plunger on it?
Well, I used to. Plunger is what they call me. Plunger Belson.
Belson?
Well, what's so amazing about that? Everybody has a second name.
Are you in the stock brokerage business?
No, my dad is a broker. Hey, what are you up to?
Oh, nothing.
Don't kid me. You didn't come here for nothing. This has something to do with that rat Thornton.
Well, I'll explain when Joni gets here.
Now, look. My dad is a very sick man. If you or anybody else tries
please,
to make trouble...
Please, Plunger. You better go back to worrying how to handle Joni.
Okay. You know, if I had someone to tackle, it'd put me in just the right mood.
I'm sure it would. What are you looking at me that way for, Plunger? Don't you want at me?
I want to tackle you.
Ready? No.
I go yet.
No. Oh. What's the matter with you, Plunger? You lost your little mind?
You know something, you do. You know all about my dad and Thornton, don't you?
Well, suppose you untackle me and let me get off the floor. I don't like conversations on a low level.
You won't get up until I squeeze the truth out of you, and I mean it.
Plunger, you sure worked up a swell menace now.
That tackle did it.
Nora!
Oh, hello, Joni.
Nora, what have you done to my Plunger?
Hello, sweet.
Plunger, what was he doing to you?
Don't you worry, Joni. He didn't fall for me. He was showing me how he makes a flying tackle.
Oh, when Plunger talks about football, he gets impulsive like that. Did he hurt you?
Well, there's one thing I'm sure of. Football isn't my game.
Oh. No, what are you doing with my purse?
Getting out this gun, Joni. I thought it looked kind of bulky. Get him up, both of you. Now, Plunger, suppose you tell me how you and Joni killed Alistair Thornton.
The Cossacks.
You feeling better now?
Who are you?
Laura Marshall. I live here.
Where's Olga?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just found you draped on my bearskin rug, unconscious.
I bet you were surprised.
Uh-huh. I don't like men when they're unconscious. Who are you?
Nick Charles.
Nick Charles. Oh, Alistair told me he was going to call you.
Do you know Alistair Thornton?
Yes. Did anything happen to him?
He was murdered. How well did you know him?
Too well. What happened here?
A gal named Olga phoned me, told me to come here, and said she'd tell me who killed him.
Olga, hmm?
You know her?
Yes, but... How much did you find out about Thornton?
He was a blackmailer and an all-around jerk.
Well, it looks like little Olga's trying to get me into trouble. She was one of the women he blackmailed. There was some suspicion that she killed her husband with poison.
Wait a minute. I had a prescription that could send... It's gone. Olga stole it. The other papers are here.
Do you have a letter written by Richard Belson, the broker?
Yes, here it is. What do you know about it?
Belson wrote that letter years ago to his partner. The partner refused to prosecute and gave Belson a chance to repay that money. It was paid back every cent before the partner died.
How'd Thornton get the letter?
I don't know, but I do know he was using it. You see, Belson has a son, a football player named Plunger. The old man is very sick, and Thornton thought that this would be a good time to hit the son. The shock of a scandal like this would kill the old man.
Thornton was a sweet thing, wasn't he?
He knew his way around.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm not dumb. You'd find out anyway. Look, I'm trying to help you because I figure you'll keep quiet about me. Is it a deal?
Maybe. How about helping me some more?
Anything you say.
Come with me.
Where are you going to take me?
To see my wife and a junior femme fatale named Joni Winslow.
Hello, Nick. You just came in time. Joni's confessed to killing Alistair Florton.
Joni, what made you do it?
Well, Alistair was in love with me, and he threatened me with all kinds of things unless I married him. Then tonight he got fresh and broke my necklace. So I killed him with the gun Nora's got. And Plunger's football was on it. And the necklace, I mean. He gave it to me for a present. Not the necklace, the football. See?
Oh, sure. Let's see the gun, Nora. Well, this gun hasn't been fired since 1902. It has cobwebs in the barrel, look.
Oh, gee. I knew I should have cleaned it.
Why do you lie, Joni? To cover Plunger?
Yeah, Nora. You see, early tonight I said I was going to kill Florton. He was trying to blackmail me into giving up Joni because he was in love with her. He had a letter my father wrote years ago.
I know all about that letter.
But I didn't kill him. I swear I didn't. He wasn't home when I came to murder him.
I know you didn't kill him, Plunger. Olga did. Tell us how you did it, Olga.
Are you talking to me, Mr. Charles?
Yes. You're Olga.
You're crazy.
Checked with the elevator operator. He saw you enter Florton's apartment. He saw you leave after you shot at it. You stole that prescription because it proves you murdered your husband in California.
You can't prove that.
Every word of it. In fact, Florton gasped your name into the telephone receiver when he was talking to me. You know, you should never kill a man when he's on the phone, Olga. It interrupts the conversation.
Get him up. Don't move any of you.
A gun without cover. Yes. If you... Oh, you're lying at me.
What a tackle. Just like in that game against Harvard.
You're getting very good at tackling women, Plunger. You knocked her out. And look what fell out of her figure. The prescription. Nick, you never told me that Barton said her name on the phone.
He never did.
Darling, you're wonderful.
Oh, I don't know, baby. Any experienced husband could have pulled the same trick.
What's an experienced husband got to do with it?
Well, he too knows how to tell the right fibs at the right time.
For the solution of tonight's Thin Man adventure.
All right, darling. I know how you eliminated Joni, but how'd you eliminate Plunger?
Well, I figured that the dame who phoned us at Florton's was the killer. She knew entirely too much about what was going on. But she fooled me by getting rid of her accent and offering to help me. Her object was to pin the job on Plunger after she got that prescription.
And when the prescription was stolen, and not the letter Plunger's father wrote, you suspected her.
Mm-hmm. But there was always the possibility that she wasn't Olga, so I lied right to her face, accusing her. She, like many another amateur murderer, was under a tough nervous strain, and she pulled the gun and gave herself away.
Mm-hmm. I never knew you were such a wonderful liar. Did you really spank Joni when I came in on you?
Of course, dear. Don't you believe me?
Mm-hmm. You're too good a liar. You never spanked anyone before. I don't think you even know how. Oh! Well.
Believe me now.
Yes, dear. Good night, Nicky, darling.
time, we'd like to remind you of the Globe Theater Radio Playwriting Contest. The contest is open to all servicemen and women, and no past writing experience is necessary. Your scripts may be written longhand or on a typewriter, and should be mailed to Contest Editor, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We suggest that you keep a copy of your radio script, since we can in no way assume responsibility for them. Your special service officer or your local Armed Forces radio station can supply you with sample radio scripts. Or you may address Contest Editor, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Next week at this time, we'll be back with another program with Amos and Andy and their special guest for the evening. Until then, good night.